Good morning. My name is Joanna, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Auxly Cannabis Group Annual General and Special Meeting conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Mr. Alves, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, operator. So good morning, shareholders, and welcome to Auxly's Annual General and Special Meeting of Shareholders. Before we move into the formal portion of today's meeting, I'd like to take a moment to thank you all for joining us today. And I also want to take a few moments to highlight some of the achievements we accomplished over the past year and provide you with further insights into our future plans. 2023 was a pivotal year for Auxly. We remain dedicated to our consumers and helping them live happier lives by delivering quality cannabis products that they can trust and love. And we also work tirelessly to focus and simplify our business, reduce our costs, and improve our financial performance. Thanks to a tremendous team effort, the support of our partners, and the loyalty of our consumers, we're able to achieve great success across all fronts, from financial milestones to groundbreaking innovations. Our revenues climbed to new heights, growing 7% year over year and breaking $100 million in annual net revenues for the first time in our history. And because of the excellence of our people and their dedication to working as a unified team, Auxly was able to achieve that growth while also getting more efficient and profitable as a company. Even with the disruption of consolidating our flower and pre-roll manufacturing activities into our Auxly Leamington facility, we were able to significantly reduce our costs by over 17% year over year and increase our gross margins by 800 basis points year over year. This resulted in Auxly finishing 2023 adjusted EBITDA positive and cash flow positive on a full year basis for the first time in its corporate history. We ended the year as the fifth largest licensed producer in Canada, securing approximately 5% of the recreational cannabis market. We maintained and grew our leadership position in our three core product categories of vapes, dried flower, and pre-rolls, ending the year as the number 3, 6, and 5 LP positions, respectfully, in terms of national market share in those categories. We continue to push boundaries in innovation, introducing revolutionary new products like the recent introduction of our Back 40 all-in-one vapes, we have a sample of, that have quickly taken over the disposable vape category, currently ranking number one in national sales. We continue to invest and improve our flagship Auxly Leamington cultivation facility, resulting in greater efficiency and increased quality. Our Auxly Leamington facility is one of the preeminent cannabis cultivation facilities in the world, one of the few that is capable of consistently producing ultra-high quality product at ultra-low cost. And as a result of our cultivation excellence, Back 40 has quickly grown into one of the largest flower brands in the nation, and we experienced increased demand for our flower on a B2B basis, helping Auxly diversify its revenues and better withstand the ebbs and flows of consumer markets. We also continue to invest and improve our pre-roll capabilities. We consolidated our pre-roll manufacturing activities in our Auxly Leamington facility and finished commissioning our pre-roll filling and packaging lines, and the results have been remarkable. Our Back 40 pre-rolls have become consumer staples, ranking number 2 nationally in uninfused pre-roll sales and number 1 in Ontario, the largest and most competitive market in the country. That exceptional performance is a testament and dedication to the hard work of every member of the Auxly team, as well as the loyalty of our valued shareholders, partners, and consumers. Thank you to everyone who supported Auxly in 2023. And we're not going to slow down in 2024. Auxly is going to remain focused and disciplined with the goal of increasing adjusted EBITDA and enhancing our profitability. We intend to outperform 2023 in terms of year-over-year top-line growth through continued innovation and distribution expansion in our key categories. We also remain committed to further enhancing our operations and teamwork to unlock further efficiencies and continue to improve our margins and cash flow. Finally, we'll remain focused on finding ways to improve our balance sheet and overall financial position. And we're off to a great start in 2024. As we recently reported in Q1 of this year, Auxly achieved its best Q1 in its history across the key metrics of revenue, gross margin, and adjusted EBITDA, demonstrating that our strategy is working and a testament to the continued passion and dedication of our team. Remain committed to our consumers and giving them incredible new products. We have already released another consumer favorite innovation this year with the introduction of our new 0.75 gram straight cut pre-rolls, which we also have a sample of. and our renewed focus on vapor innovation has seen us regain momentum in the vapor category and rise to the number two spot nationally in vape market share. We're now a true national player, finally launching our first SKU in the province of Quebec. With our entry into Quebec, we can now be found in every province in Canada. And importantly, demand for our flower has never been stronger. Not only are our flower sales growing domestically, but we also continue to advance direct discussions with international purchasers and are confident that we will enter international flower markets in the near term. We're committed to building a strong and stable Auxly, one that can survive and thrive in any cannabis market, and we will continue to take steps to enhance our profitability and improve our balance sheet. For example, we are taking steps to increase the utilization of our cultivation capacity in Auxly-Leamington to service the increased demand for our flower. We've also made significant strides in improving our balance sheet by securing the continued support of our strategic partner Imperial Brands with the conversion of over $124 million of its debt and interest in exchange for a 19.8% equity stake in the company, and we've also secured the continued support of our senior secured lenders through the extension of the Auxly-Leamington credit facility to December 31st, 2025, with the option to extend for a further year. We will continue to explore and pursue accretive ways to enhance our balance sheet and financial position, including by exploring strategic partnerships, accretive acquisitions, and entering new markets. Finally, I want to take a moment to discuss today's agenda. We are aware that there is some concern around the proposed share consolidation resolution, and I want to address that concern directly. First, let me be clear. We would not intend to consolidate our share capital absent a suitable catalyst that could reasonably mitigate the risk of share price erosion immediately following consolidation. It's important to note, Auxly has over 1.2 billion shares outstanding and has never consolidated its share capital. Despite many of our industry peers having consolidated that share capital, Auxly has historically opted not to pursue consolidation, as we are aware of the potential consequences of share consolidation absent a catalyst. The rationale for the share consolidation proposal was to give Auxly the flexibility to consolidate its share capital quickly with the goal of improving shareholder value and liquidity should such a suitable catalyst arrive, for example, legalization of cannabis in a major market. All members of management are significant shareholders, and we are committed to enhancing shareholder value. We're also committed to listening to our shareholders and addressing their concerns. Accordingly, after careful consideration, and despite having sufficient proxy votes to carry the resolution, we have decided with the approval of our board to withdraw the share consolidation resolution from today's agenda. Should a suitable opportunity for share consolidation arise, we'll come back to shareholders and talk to you at that time. This decision is intended to alleviate uncertainty amongst our shareholders and give you peace of mind as to management's intentions. We are determined to execute on our strategy and believe that with your continued support, Auxly will achieve its vision of being a global leader in quality cannabis products. So in conclusion, reflecting on this past year, we are very proud of what Auxly has accomplished despite the strong macro and industry headwinds that we faced. Despite those challenges, we emerged stronger and more resilient than ever. We believe the company is now in the best position it has ever been in, with a clear and focused strategy, best-in-class assets, an established portfolio of consumer favorite products, industry-leading innovation, and a talented, passionate, committed team, all of which fuels our confidence that 2024 will continue to be a record-breaking year for Auxly. So I want to thank you, our shareholders, for your continued support and commitment to our company. Your belief in our vision and your investment in our future are critical to propelling Auxly forward. Participating further in Auxly's journey, whether through increased investment or advocacy for our products and vision, plays a vital role in our collective success. The opportunities before us are incredible, and with your continued support, there's no limit to what we can achieve. Thank you for your continued trust and partnership. I will now pass it over to our chairperson, Genevieve Young, to begin the formal portion of our presentation, of our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugo. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the annual general and special meeting of the shareholders of the Auxly Cannabis Group, Inc. The meeting will now come to an order. My name is Genevieve Young, and I'm the chair of the board of directors of Auxly. I will act as chair of this meeting. We'd like to remind everybody on the call today that the meeting materials are available on the investors section of the Auxly website at www.auxly.com. We'd also like to remind shareholders present that filming and audio recording are not permitted during the meeting. Today's call is being recorded, and a copy of the recording will be available for playback on the Auxly website. Thank you for everybody's cooperation. I hereby appoint Ron Fitcher, General Counsel and Corporate Secretary of Auxly, to act as Secretary of the meeting, and Paul Allen of CompuShare Trust Canada, or CompuShare Trust Company of Canada, to act as scrutineer. To cover all business within a reasonable period of time, we have prearranged for certain persons to move and second certain resolutions. Further, to make the meeting as efficient as possible, we will not be taking questions over the phone. However, once the formal meeting is concluded, there will be an opportunity for those in attendance to ask questions. Therefore, please hold any questions and comments until the Q&A question after the formal portion of this meeting has been concluded. I have received an affidavit from an official of CompuShare that proper notice of this meeting has been given on May 23, 2024. All shareholders of record as of May 15, 2024 were mailed a package containing the notice calling this meeting and the form of proxy for use at this meeting. The declaration of mailing is available for inspection by any registered shareholder. I declare that service of notice has now been established and would ask that the Secretary file with the minutes of this meeting copies of all such documents. If there's no objection, the reading of the notice will be notice of this meeting will be dispensed with. Pursuant to the bylaws of Auxly, business may be transacted at this meeting if there are two persons present in person or by telephonics or electronic means and who are each entitled to vote at the meeting and holding or representing by proxy not less than 5% of the votes entitled to be cast at the meeting. The scrutineer's report has been received and shows that notice of the meeting has been properly given and there is quorum present. I declare that this meeting is regularly called and properly constituted for the transaction of business. Only shareholders of record as of May 15, 2024, or their properly appointed proxy holders are entitled to speak and vote upon matters at the meeting, and each shareholder of the corporation is entitled to one vote for each share held. It is proposed that the voting today with respect to three items. One, the nomination and election of directors for the ensuing year. Two, the reappointment of the auditor for the ensuing year and the authorization of directors to fix remuneration of the auditor. Three, the reapproval of the 2021 Equity Incentive Plan and authorization and approval of the unallocated awards, rights, and other entitlements thereunder for a period of 3 years following the date of this meeting will be done by a show of hands unless a vote of ballot is demanded. I also confirm that the share consolidation special resolution that was proposed in the Management Information Circular has been withdrawn from today's agenda as approved by the Board of Directors. I may now place before the meeting the audited financial statements for the year ended December 31, 2023, together with the report of the auditor of the corporation therein, a copy of which has been mailed to shareholders who requested it. We will now proceed with the next item of business, being the election of directors. The nominees of management of the corporation identified in the Management Information Circular mailed to shareholders are Hugo Elves, Genevieve Young, Troy Grant, Conrad Tate, and Vikram Bawa. I will now entertain a motion nominating those persons as directors.
Ms. Chair, I nominate for election as directors of the corporation for the ensuing year the five persons you have just presented.
Ms. Chair, I second the motion.
I now put the motion to the meeting. All in favor signify by raising your hand. Is there any contrary? I declare the motions carried and that Hugo Elves, Genevieve Young, Troy Grant, Conrad Tate, and Vikram Bawa are elected directors of the corporation to serve until the close of the next annual meeting of the shareholders or until their successors be elected or appointed. The next item of business is the reappointment of the auditor and their authorization of directors to fix the auditor's remuneration.
Ms. Chair, I move that Ernst & Young be reappointed as the auditor of the corporation until the next annual meeting of the shareholders or until its successor is appointed, and that the directors of the corporation be authorized to fix the remuneration of such auditor.
Ms. Chair, I second the motion.
I now put the motion to the meeting. All in favor, signify by raising your hands. Any contrary? I declare the motion carried. The next item of business is the reapproval of the company's amended and restated 2021 Equity Incentive Plan, which was initially approved by the board on May 19, 2021, and by the shareholders at the company's annual general and special meeting held on June 28, 2021. Details with respect to this matter and the proposed equity incentive plan resolution are set out in the Management Information Circular of the Corporation. An affirmative majority of votes cast in respect of this motion is required in order to approve this matter. I will now entertain a motion on this matter.
Mr. Chair, I move for the reapproval of the 2021 Equity Incentive Plan and authorization and approval of the unallocated awards, rights, and other entitlements thereunder for a period of 3 years following the date of this meeting.
Ms. Chair, I second the motion.
I now put the motion to the meeting. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. Any contrary? I declare the motion carried. Unless there is any further business to come before the meeting, would someone please move to conclude this meeting?
Ms. Chair, I move that this meeting be concluded.
I second the motion.
All in favor, hand. Any contrary? I declare the motion carried. I hereby declare the formal portion of this meeting is concluded. Thank you for joining our call today. If there are any questions from shareholders that are on this conference line, please send them directly to our investors relations team as soon as possible, and they'll get back to you as quickly as they can. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.